having a giant effect. We're changing the narrative from the fantasy land, race war, globalist disinfo to how the New World Order is manipulating countries and populations against each other and creating dependency and creating poverty as a tool of control they call Agenda 21 and the Cloward-Piven stratagem. They admit their world government's in trouble in the People's Daily and Communist China, in The Economist magazine today, in The Washington Post, in The Financial Times of London. They say, mayday, red alert, our whole program is disintegrating. I've been on air 21 years. I've been politically active for 25 years. I've been reading globalist white papers and books since I was 12 years old, 30 years. And I've never seen these arrogant people say they're in red level crisis. I've never seen them running around mayday. If they were an old galleon ship, their hull be on fire, their magazine's about to explode, there's 500-foot flames shooting up as their masts are engulfed in flames. Just keep firing into them! Blast them to hell! Send them to the bottom! Rah! So sick people cowering to the government, cowering to the criminal elements. It's not the government. It's criminals that hijacked it. They're so desperate they're trying to start a race war and have the president and others actually promoting blowing police heads off and shooting people in the back. They're red-level criminals, and we're coming for them. What, you just think we could beat tyranny in the past? We can't do it now? All you got to do is have the spirit of indomitable strength that God's given us, that our forebears had, like George Washington had, and like Donald Trump's got when he's out there in front of those crowds. Somebody rushes the stage to attack him. He rushes at them. All that is how a man acts. And the return of men is coming right when they try to launch their computer takeovers, right when they try to bring in all their robots and tell us we're ugly and worthless and increase the poison in the food and water because they're desperate. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They're going down. They just went down with the Brexit. They're going down all over the world. All these fake countries and fake unions the colonialists built are falling apart. World government is neocolonialism. It's the final step. Mega corporations above the law with diplomatic immunity, wrecking our economies, exempting themselves from their economic warfare, and telling us how liberal they are all day and playing us off against each other in a great game balkanization program. Well, guess what? That's over. This is the beginning of the long march against tyranny.